Hello, friends. Welcome back to the His Promises podcast. I am Tarina, your host, ready to remind you of God's precious promises. Are you growing weary in your journey of life? Are you feeling like so many things are happening around you, are happening in your life that are causing you to question the goodness of God? Are you in a place where you don't know what's going to happen next, but you fear that something else bad is going to happen? Are you in a season of life where you feel like you just can't get a break? Like everything is so overwhelming, everything around you is crumbling, or you just feel like you're praying and praying and praying about something and you have yet to see your breakthrough. If that sounds anything like you, I want to invite you to book a free consultation call with me. You can visit bit.ly/HP free call to book your free coaching appointment with me today. Because today, I truly want to help you go from surviving to thriving. I want to help you grow closer to God. Oftentimes, it is our mindset that is holding us back from all of the wonderful things that God has in store for us. I know that that sounds crazy, but the truth of the matter is that faith moves mountains. And if your faith is growing weaker and weaker because of your circumstances, then I want to invite you to book a call with me because I want to ignite your faith. I want you to have the fire that you once had about the Lord, the fire that you once had in your soul when you knew that better was yet to come, when you knew that the Lord was on your side, when you knew that nothing can take you out because you are above and not beneath, because you are a child of the Most High God and nothing can stop you. I want to reassure you and encourage you and strengthen your faith. In this next season, you're going to need the faith to move mountains. You're going to need to have a mindset where you have on the full armor of God so you are able to extinguish all of the fiery darts of the evil one. And when we are in a place where we have on the full armor of God, then we are truly able to rise above any and every circumstance that comes our way, because our faith is going to be so foundational. In this season, your faith is going to need to be stronger than it has ever been before. And now you can go on and listen to podcast after podcast. You can go on and listen to YouTube video after YouTube video. But sometimes it takes an investment to see you healthy, whole, joyful, and renewed and have renewed strength. And if that sounds like something you want out of your life, book a call at bit.ly/HP free call. And I can't wait to speak with you. Okay, let's get into the episode. Today, I wanted to give you some encouragement. And I want to read to you out of this devotional that I've been reading, which is really good because it's not today's devotional, but it was yesterday's. And it's so powerful that I'm bringing it to you today. And it says this, I will not disappoint you. Okay, so this is God talking to you. Some of you listening are waiting on God for something. You're waiting on God to heal you. You're waiting on God to turn your child around, to turn your husband toward you, turn his heart around. You're waiting on money, finances. You're waiting on God to answer you. You're waiting on God to open a door, to provide a job, a car, something that you're waiting for. And this is a reminder to you today that God will not disappoint you. And I guarantee that if you look in your past and you look at things in your life that you've asked for, things in your life that you've wanted and you've prayed for, and maybe you've begged God for, and it actually came to pass and something actually changed, God wants to remind you of that moment. God wants you to remind you of that time. And I can think about many, many stories in my own life, but one of the biggest testimonies of my life was that my dad, I don't even know if I talked about this on here very much, but my dad, he was in a really bad car accident. It was way back in 2008. And he was in such a bad car accident that he was in a coma for nearly 3 months. And yes, in a coma, could not talk, could not do anything, just laid there in a bed for 3 months. And the doctors told my grandmother, told my mom, told everybody that if he woke up, he would be a vegetable. And if he woke up, he would basically just be nothing. And a lot of the doctors honestly were convincing us to pull the plug and convincing us to take him off of life support. And my grandmother is a trailblazer in the faith. She's an evangelist. She's a really spiritual, wonderful woman. I hope to get her on the podcast one day. And yeah, I don't know if you guys ever seen the movie Breakthrough. Is that what it's called? Breakthrough, with the lady who's such an amazing actress. She actually was an actress in This Is Us, but unfortunately I can't remember her name. But she's a wonderful actress, and she played in this movie. I think it's called Breakthrough. And basically in the movie, her son was dying. He had been in an accident. He had, I think, fell through some ice. And I don't want to tell you the whole story, but the gist of it, you know, in case you want to watch the movie, but the gist of it is that the doctors told her, like, you know, your son's dying, this and that. And she basically said, no, he's not, right? Like, she went in that room and she declared faith. And she didn't wait for the doctor to tell her what to do. She didn't wait for the doctor to say he's going to be healed. She didn't wait for somebody to come confirm that her son was going to be healed. She waited on God, and she trusted God that her son was going to be healed. And this is based on a true story. And so the woman, she walked in the room, and so people were looking down, and they were looking depressed, and they were looking sad, like, oh, the son's not going to make it. And she said, look, anybody who doesn't believe that my son is going to come through, that God is going to heal him and this and that, whoever doesn't believe, get out. Because you are ruining the faith in the atmosphere. You're ruining the environment of faith in the atmosphere. Because when you are in an environment where people don't believe, it can impact your belief. And your belief is going to impact what truly happens. So the same thing, back to the story with my family, the same thing that you see in that movie, I don't know if you've seen it or not, but is how my grandmother was back all those years in 2008. The doctor said, pull the plug and this and that. If he wakes up, he's going to be nothing and this and that. And my grandmother walked in that room and she said the same thing. She said, if anybody doesn't believe that my son will live, get out. And if anybody doesn't believe that my son will not only live, but have his full mind, get out. Because she wasn't being rude, but she was being serious that her faith was strong enough to get my dad out of a 3-month coma. And if anybody didn't believe that around her, they had to go. And I want you to walk into this new year just like my grandmother, just like that woman in the story of Breakthrough. And if anyone around you doesn't have the faith to believe that God is going to do what you're asking him to do, and God is going to give you that breakthrough that you're asking him for, I want you to ask them to leave. When you're praying, if you feel the spirit that they are not in total agreement with your faith, then they have to go. They have to see themselves out, because your future depends on it. Your faith depends on it. And God, the Bible says, this is what the Bible says. The Bible says that faith can move mountains. That those who believe in the Lord, it shall be credit to them as righteousness. I think about the story of Abraham. I'm actually reading through Genesis again, but as I'm reading through Genesis, it says, let me bring it up. It says this in Genesis 15, 4. Then the word of the Lord came to Abraham, and the God says, this man will not be your heir, because Abraham starts talking about another man being his heir, someone who's not his kid because he doesn't have any kids. And God said, no, that man is not going to be your heir, but a son who is your own flesh and blood will be your heir. He took him outside and said, look up at the sky, Abraham, and count the stars, if indeed you can count them, knowing that he really couldn't. And God said, so shall your offspring be. And Abraham believed the Lord, and his belief was credited to him as righteousness. In this season, when you are waiting on the Lord, it is going to be your belief that is credit to you as righteousness. You think that reading your Bible every day and going to church every Sunday and going to Bible study and you think that writing Facebook posts about the Lord are going to be credit to you as righteousness. But I hear God saying that no, what's going to be credit to you as righteousness is your faith going into this new year, your faith going into your next season, your faith to believe that the God who brought you out of your troubles in the past is going to bring you out right now, your belief that the God who said you can do all things through Christ who strengthens you is actually going to come through on that promise. And God is saying in this season, your belief, it's not all the works you do, but it's going to be your belief, your faith that is credited to you as righteousness. Like the faith of that woman who said, get out if you don't believe my son is going to make it. And she wasn't just talking to random people. She was talking to the doctors who would come in and say, oh, I don't think your son's going to make it. I think your son might, if he does get out of this coma, like they so told my grandmother, he's going to be a vegetable. He's going to be in a wheelchair for the rest of his life. Let me tell you right now, I didn't finish that story, but one, the lady son in the movie, he did live and he was here today to tell his testimony. And let me tell you another story, that because of my grandmother's faith and because of our faith as a family, my dad is here today and he's not a vegetable, but he's actually doing very well and he can talk and walk and do all the things that the doctors thought that he would never do. And let me just tell you that in this season, I want to encourage you this. Your belief is what's going to matter. Your faith is what's going to be credited to you as righteousness. So let me read to you this devotional that I read that really, really gave me so much freedom and hope. And it says, I will not disappoint you. This is God talking to you. God says, I have seen your love, your desire to please me. Many times you have chosen me above all else. God sees it. God sees you trying to please him above all else. And God says, you know what? I am pleased, but you are growing weary. Ooh, I feel that for some of you. God says, you are growing weary and he can tell. But his encouragement today is this. Don't stop waiting on God. Don't stop waiting on me. God says, I will answer you. I will not disappoint you. Oh, thank you, Lord. What you call delay, I call preparation. Many times I am at work behind the scenes, yet you cannot discern it. Just as I prepared Joseph for his season of promotion, I am also preparing you so that your destiny may be fulfilled. Never judge my works by what your eyes see, but by the promises I have made to you. Hold tightly to those promises. This is why you stumbled across this podcast called His Promises. Because God wants to encourage you today to hold tightly to His promises. Remind yourself of them often and never stop believing. Don't let weariness cause you to give up. My timing is perfect, God says. As you wait on me and keep me first, I will unfold my glorious plans for your life. I will make it happen and show you my perfection. I will fulfill my word and your eyes will see the miracles of my hand. And there's a scripture at the bottom. It says, Lord, I have always trusted in your kindness, so answer me. I will yet celebrate with passion and joy when your salvation lifts me up. I will sing my song of joy to you, the Most High, for in all of this you have strengthened my soul. Psalm 13, 5 through 6. I want to encourage you today. Start praising God for what he's about to do. Start giving glory and not walking around with your head held down, but actually walk around with your head held high saying, I know God's going to get me out of this. I know God's going to come through. I know God's getting ready to do something big in my life. Say, I know God's getting ready to heal my body. I know God's getting ready to set my husband free, getting ready to set my family free. I know God's getting ready to move. I want you to say that. I know God is getting ready to do something. And when he does it, it's going to be a miracle. And that miracle is going to set me free. That miracle is going to do some things. That miracle is going to change my circumstance around. Yes, Lord. And I want you to walk around knowing that God is not going to disappoint you. He hasn't in the past and he's not going to start now. It may look like your situation is not going to get any better. And it may look, and God said he God knows you're getting weary, and that's why he sent this encouragement to you today, because he sees the weariness in your eyes. He sees the pain in your eyes. He sees the frustration in your eyes. He sees you, and he wants you to let you know today that, hold on, daughter. Hold on, daughter. I'm not going to disappoint you. You don't have to worry about that. You don't have to worry anymore, but start praising me and thanking me for what I'm about to do in your life, and let your belief be credited to you as righteousness. Your belief is credited to you as righteousness. Thank you, Lord. If you receive this word, I want you to send this to somebody so that they can know too that God is not going to disappoint them, and that in this season, their belief is going to mean so much that whoever around them does not believe has to go, because they're going to impact your faith. And whoever around them does not support your faith and does not 100% in alignment and agreement with what you want from God, then they're just not going to be able to be that close to you in this season, because it's going to be hard to move mountains with someone attached to you where their faith is not where your faith is. I just want to encourage you with this, friend. Keep believing, keep trusting in the Lord with all your heart, and lean not on your own understanding. In all your ways, submit to him, and he will make your paths straight. All right. Thank you so much. Please cling to his promises and do not let them go. God bless you, and I'll see you in the next episode. Bye.